Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
I recently got a job as a night guard at a school in my town. When I saw the job offer online, I couldn't help but apply. I just moved out of the country and I needed some quick money. The paycheck was really good. 60 an hour, and being a college student in need of money, I didn't think much about it. I called the number posted on the website, and a man with a low and raspy voice answered. Hello? Hi, this is Jack. I'm calling about the job advertisement, the night guard one. He paused for a second, then answered. Yeah, I'll fill you out with all the details when you get to the address. Meet me there tonight at 8 p.m. Okay, sure. That's how the conversation went. Jack didn't ask me any questions as to why I want to apply or what my skills are. It seemed like he just needed someone to take the post. Quick money, right? I thought. I ate a pizza for lunch and then got in my car and drove to the school. When I arrived, I saw a big SUV parked in front of the entrance. Inside, a man was in his 50s, wearing casual clothes and smoking a cigar. My gut feeling told me he was Jack, so I got out of the car and waved at him. He immediately noticed me and opened his rear window. Hey, are you the guy that called me about the job? Yeah, it's me. Good, I need to ask you a few questions before we proceed. Sure, go ahead, I replied. Can you defend yourself in case someone breaks in and threatens you? He asked in a fast-paced manner. Yeah, I can, I... He didn't let me finish my sentence. It looked like he was in a hurry. Fine, do you get scared easily? Do I get scared easily? By what? I didn't want to annoy him, so I just said, no. Do you believe in God? Do I believe in God? This is getting weird, I thought. Maybe I should search for something else. But then I remembered the pay. So I just told Jack, yes, I do, sir. He waited a while before having any sort of reaction, like he was thinking about something. Fine, you're accepted. That's it, I thought to myself. No more questions, nothing. Well then. Jack looked straight at me, piercing me with his eyes. You should start working tonight. You have everything you need in the security office inside the school, including your uniform and some tools which might come in handy. Your shift starts at 10 p.m. You have any questions, call me. No one else. Understood? I quickly replied, yes. Then Jack gave me his phone number and drove off, leaving me to my duties. I went inside, and I could notice the classic interior the school had. It gave me a lot of 80s vibes from the look of it. Splendid, I thought. I walked across a long hallway, filled with classrooms on the left side, until I arrived at the security office. I grabbed the doorknob and rushed inside, as I didn't want to be unprepared for my shift. I checked the locker, and it had a uniform, a flashlight, and a wristwatch. I quickly grabbed all of them and put on the uniform and the watch. Then I stared at the desk. On it, there was a document which listed my duties as the night guard. Usual stuff. I quickly read through it, and I didn't notice anything interesting. On the back of the document, I saw a note. It was stained by coffee, but the letters were visible. It read, "Rules for the night guard at the school." Rules? This is nonsense, I thought to myself. But out of curiosity, I started reading. I got terrified by what was written on the piece of paper. This is the set of rules for the night guard of the school. By no means you are to break one of the rules, or your life will be in terrible danger. As the hours will pass, you will encounter different types of anomalies. Your shift starts at 10 p.m. and ends at 6 a.m. Be sure to arrive sooner than 10. The more time you have to prepare, the better. We have also provided you with a gun in case of emergency. It's located in the drawer. be sure to grab it. Rule 1. Always make sure you are silent while outside the security office. The creatures inside are dormant as long as you don't make any noise above the sound of your footsteps. There are hours when they get active though, so pay attention to the next rules. Rule 2. Always make sure to lock the door behind you when you get in and out of the security office. Oh, and one more thing. After 2 a.m, the doors of the security office will be compromised. Do not go inside, as it will prove to be a dead end. Rule 3. Constantly check the watch we provide to see the correct hour. Every other watch will be malfunctioning while inside. Rule 4. During 10 p.m. and 11 p.m, start patrolling the school. Nothing will happen during this job if you follow the first rule, but you have to get inside your office before 11. The creatures mentioned before will start to be active, and you don't want to be out there with them. If you can't make it to the security office, hide in one of the bathrooms and pray they don't find you. Rule 5. Between 11 p.m. and 12 a.m, you have to stay inside your office, but you need to pay attention to the surveillance cameras. You'll see the creatures walking around the school, looking for prey. If you see them come close to the security office, turn off all lights from the breaker box and barricade the door. If you don't see them getting near, just carry on with your business. Rule 6. Between 12 a.m. and 2 a.m, you have to make rounds at the school once again. Pay attention for blood on the floor. If you see blood, run back to the security office and barricade the door. Something will claw at the door, but it will leave soon if you don't make any noise. After it's gone, continue patrolling. Rule 7. During 2 a.m. and 4 a.m, you need to check the basement. Once you get there, the door behind you will be closed until 4. If you hear low growling coming from multiple directions, hide wherever you can. If you cannot hide, be prepared to run to the panic room. The path leading to it is marked on the sticky note. Rule 8. Once you enter the basement, the janitor will start to follow you until the end of your shift. You will intermittently see glimpses of him. Do not let him catch you. If he gets too close, tap him on the shoulder and say, "Not now, my friend, not now." He will disappear for roughly half an hour, giving you time to gain distance. Notice, you can only do this once. Rule 9. After 4 a.m, the creatures inside will start to hunt you. Do your best to evade them until 6 a.m. If you can do that, they will return to being dormant again, and you can safely exit the building. Your shift is over. Rule 10. This one never happened to anybody, so that's why I left it to be last on this list. While you are inside, you could start to hear a storm outside. If that happens, look out the windows to see if it rains blood. If it does, you may encounter a pale woman with long dark hair named Max during your shift. Max will appear normal at first, but soon after, she will slowly transform into something horrible and start haunting you until the end of your shift. If that happens, get in the ventilation system and hide there, keeping quiet until the end of your shift. If Max crawls into the vent as well, invade her as well as you can. Your life is on the line. Don't worry about the janitor or the other creatures. They fear her as well. After your watch shows 6 a.m, she will back away. You can end your shift and exit the school. Good luck. I hope we'll see you alive tomorrow. I could feel my blood run cold in my veins. What did I just read? Is this just a prank to scare the new guy? I started to panic though. What if the rules were real? Could I even survive a shift like this? After calming down for a minute, I thought that maybe I should take the note seriously, just in case something is really in here with me. By the time I was done preparing, the watch was showing 10:15 p.m. Crap, I should get going. I started to walk across the long and dimly lit hallways, checking the classrooms and bathrooms, everything I could. I could feel the air around me getting heavier with each step, like something was watching me, carefully paying attention to every move I make, thirsty for human blood. I checked the watch and, for a moment, I froze. 10:55 p.m. I don't think I have the time to get back to the security office without sprinting and making a lot of noise. I remember the fourth rule. During 10 p.m. and 11 p.m, start patrolling the school. Nothing will happen if I follow the first rule. But I have to get inside the office before 11. The creatures mentioned at the first rule will start to be active, and I don't want to be out there with them. If I can't make it to the security office, I have to hide inside the bathrooms and pray they don't find me. I just broke the rule, but I can still follow the last part. I went to one of the bathrooms and hid in a stall, locking the door behind me. Not long after, I heard painfully loud shrieks echoing through the hallways, so loud that I could feel the sound shattering my eardrums. I was horrified, and cold sweat started to drip down my neck. I had to calm myself down in order not to hyperventilate and attract unwanted attention. I opened my phone and saw that I had no service. What the hell, I thought. I should have a signal inside, as it was before I started my shift. Now, it's gone. And I was there, trapped with those things, all by myself. I didn't have much time to contemplate on the situation, as I heard something enter the bathroom. It started to crawl around, sniffing for prey. It came in front of my stall and started to scratch the door. Oh crap. I was close to passing out, since I got terrified thinking of what could have been on the other side of the door. I knew it sensed something, and it won't leave until it gets me. It started to growl at the door, and that's when I passed out. Then I woke up, and surprisingly, it seemed to have disappeared. I checked my watch, and it was showing 11:30 p.m. I had to make a run for the office. I slowly exited the stall, and then got out of the bathroom. The next thing I did was very stupid. I ran to the security office as fast as I could, and I drew a lot of attention towards me. Soon, I was chased by something, and I started to run at full speed. I could feel it breathing at the back of my throat and smelled its putrid scent. I didn't want to turn my head around to see what it looked like. That didn't matter anymore. I quickly got to the security office, storming inside and locking the door behind me. I heard loud growls, banging and scratching at the door. I then barricaded the door and turned off all the lights in the building, just as the rule said. Maybe there was still some time to follow them and escape alive out of this hell pit. Soon after, the sound stopped. I quickly glanced at the security cameras and saw the creatures walking away from the office. They looked terrifying. All of them were black and had a sort of fur on top of their skin. Their eyes, oh my god, their eyes were white and translucent, and you could see the veins inside them. Their claws were sharp, and they left marks on the floor where they passed. All of them had a sort of twisted grin on their face, showing their teeth, with jagged edges, hungry for flesh. I kept watching them on the cameras, seeing them move across the hallways and classrooms, looking for prey, looking for me. I didn't have time to recover, because soon after, the watch was showing 12 a.m. I had to get moving. I grabbed the flashlight and walked into the dark abyss, afraid of what I just witnessed. I knew that my life was in terrible danger, and the only way to survive was to follow the rules written on the note. Chaotic thoughts were rushing through my head. I could see my entire life unfolding right in front of my eyes. I was terrified, because deep inside, I had a feeling that I won't get out of this situation alive. I continued the journey across the endless and dark hallways, checking all of the classrooms and bathrooms, along with the principal's office and the canteen. I was surprised by the fact that I couldn't see anything messed up while I was patrolling. It's like they vanished into thin air after the incident from earlier. But I still kept quiet, as I could feel something was wrong. I wasn't alone in there. Something was quietly observing each and every move I was making, waiting to find a moment when I'll be weak and tear at my flesh. As instructed, I was paying attention to the floor to see if there was any blood on it. Nothing. Lucky me, I thought. One less demonic thing to worry about. I checked the watch, and it was showing 1:30 a.m. In half an hour, I had to go check the basement, as it was written on the rule set. I slowly made my way near, arriving at the canteen. It was empty, and the thought of having a few moments of peace comforted my mind. I could feel my breath getting easier, and then a sudden sense of hope emerged deep inside me. I had to get out alive. I didn't have much time to think though, as the watch on my wrist showed 2 a.m. I had to go down in the basement. I approached the door slowly, and I grabbed the handle to open it. It was rusty, as though nobody had gone in there for years. As I opened the door, I shone my flashlight into the darkness and descended slowly into whatever place which was awaiting me. I grabbed the sticky note from the rule set and made sure to check the way to the panic room. I'd better be safe than sorry, I thought. As I was walking around the dark abyss, I quickly noticed that someone was following me. After taking a better look, my heart started to beat fast, and I could feel the sense of dread in the air. My legs froze as I could distinguish his appearance. The janitor. I almost forgot about the rule. Once you enter the basement, the janitor will start to follow you until the end of your shift. You will intermittently see glimpses of him. Do not let him catch you. If he gets too close, tap him on the shoulder and say, "Not now, my friend, not now." He will disappear for roughly half an hour, giving you time to gain distance. I pulled myself out of the trance I was in and ran. I didn't know where I was heading, and it honestly didn't matter at that point. The janitor continued to follow me in a fast pace. Just when I thought that things couldn't get worse, I started to hear low growling. It was coming from every direction, and it got louder as each second passed. I could feel the air around me getting cold and filled with a foul smell of rotting corpses. I booked it to the panic room, running as fast as I could. As I wasn't paying enough attention to my surroundings, I tripped on something and my flashlight fell from my right hand. My primal survival instinct kicked in, and I continued to run as I left the flashlight there on the ground. I didn't even realize that I was close to the panic room until I hit my head on the door. Then, in complete darkness, I frantically tried to find the handle to get inside, and I could hear something big crawling towards me. As it was getting closer and closer, I finally got inside the panic room and shut the door behind me. Soon after, something was smashing its body on it, trying to get inside. I could hear terrible sounds coming from outside. I don't even know how to describe them other than demonic. It kept going for a while, and then it suddenly stopped. I sighed in relief. I got my phone out and turned on the flashlight. As I looked around the room, I froze. I forgot all about the janitor. I felt a breath in my neck and tried to remember the rule. "That's it," I thought. I leaned over and touched him on the shoulder while saying, "Not now, my friend, not now." He let out a loud scream and vanished. I didn't have time to rest, as I checked my watch again and it showed 3:50 a.m. No more than 10 minutes, and all of the demonic creatures lurking around the school will start to hunt me. I still had the gun from the drawer in the security room, and that gave me a little sense of safety. If I could stay alive for the last 2 hours, I will get out of this hell. I could sit inside the panic room until my shift ends, I thought. Suddenly, I heard the faint sound of rain coming from outside. This can't be. No, it's impossible. I'm just imagining things. My mind was aggressively trying to suppress my fear, but deep down, I knew I had to go upstairs and look outside the windows. I got out of the shelter I had inside the panic room and made my way upstairs. As I got out of the basement, I could see the terrifying creatures running around as if they were trying to find a place to hide from something. As I looked outside one of the windows, I could feel a spine-chilling sensation, freezing in place with fear. It was raining blood, and I knew what that meant. It was written in the rules. If I see blood, that means I may encounter a pale woman with long dark hair named Max. Max will appear normal at first, but soon after, she will slowly transform into something horrible and start hunting me until the end of my shift. Damn, I'm done for. I tried to make it back to the panic room of the basement, thinking that Max won't find me there. As I was slowly walking back to the entrance of the lower level, a pale woman with long, dark hair appeared right in front of me. I had to get inside the vents before she transformed into whatever bloody thing she will. As I ran into one of the classrooms that entered the ventilation system, I heard bones cracking and loud, high-pitched shrieks coming from behind. I didn't dare look at the thing. I quickly got inside the vent and started to crawl, looking for a place to hide. I could hear Max crawling after me, following me, as if she knew where I was headed. Desperately searching for a hideout, I went inside a tube, located on the side of the main crawl space, and hid there. Then, I could hear Max getting closer, her claws scraping the insides of the crawl space. She passed right beside me, and I could get a glimpse of what she looked like. Her limbs are long, with bones protruding from them, and big, sharp claws. Her head is deformed, and her teeth elongated and pointed, like razors coming out of her mouth. Max rushed through the ventilation system, looking for me, and I knew it was only a matter of time before she finds me. I'm trapped inside the narrow crawl space, having nowhere to go. As I'm writing this, I can hear her shrieks and the sounds of her claws scraping the metallic inside of the vents. And she's getting close. I can feel it.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.